Leo wants to chime in on the UAP thing, and we'll just kind of and I yeah we have other hands too. Go
Maze.
ahead, Leo. Yeah.
Hi. Yes. Well, to the topic about the government bringing up these what they're calling aliens. I mean, the government is in the media is founded on the idea of deceiving people and benevolent aliens, right? If you look at it from their perspective, right? They're not going to come public in a world that is so divided. Where would they land? Russia or Israel or South America or China? It would cause nothing but chaos here, depending on who they would talk to. And certainly the United States is not the prettiest looking country at the moment, right now. And we've all heard of Project Bluebeam, and even before Bluebeam came up, people telling stories that their last card that they would play would be to bring in these aliens. And we know they have the technology now with drones and holograms and stuff like that to fully fake what would appear to be some type of alien invasion. And there's no doubt that they would stoop that low. So the question of whether or not aliens exist or not is one thing. But what the government is talking about and why they're doing it now of all times, right? It is something completely different. And personally, I just do not trust anything that comes from that direction. And we also have to consider the fact that if they insert these aliens, what they're calling aliens, into this world, that changes the food chain because they're obviously going to be more intelligent than us, right? So that knocks anyone that acknowledges them down a step in the food chain. Right, and it messes up everything, the economy, politics, everything, and it's just in my opinion, it's a war tactic, and it does relate to the stuff that people were talking about with the black cubes and everything and the Teflon and all that. The Kaaba in Saudi Arabia, Kaaba means cube, right? And they believe in Allah, Kabbalah, right? The cubes, if you get into sacred geometry and cosmology, are what are inside of stars, right? And the stars, the cubes are spinning so fast, hypercubes, right, that they appear like spheres. Because if you look, a sphere is the biggest mass of a 3D object that can exist in three-dimensional space. Right, and the fourth dimension would be duration and time, right, and fifth would be like location, and sixth would be direction, and all this. So, the cubes are like star power is what they're putting around, and they're suggesting and channeling like the ether and everything. Because of course, if our pineal glands were working, the whole world would look like a completely different place. We would have much more vision and texture and what's going on and seeing into and accessing these other parallel dimensions, because everything is a torus, like the Torah, right? It's hollow in the middle and it's round on the outside. So the higher dimensions exist all within the lower three. So when they're feeding us these little bits of information, this totally corrupt government and globalist military, they don't have our best interest in mind whatsoever. I mean, these are the same people that have been lying and covering up about Epstein and everything forever, and they haven't done anything to correct that or come correct about it. So I really don't have any good hopes that what they're going to produce will be anything legit. Possibly by doing it, though, it will cause such a backlash on between humans and in the other dimensions that good aliens might show up to counter it, would be my best estimation. So
Yo, this shit has my fucking mind blown right now. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm and thank you, Leo. That was actually
thank
really
you.
interesting. Y'all, they're like this cube thing is blowing my mind.
That's why
Okay.
I wanted to tell you more about it.
Hold on,
Also,
hold on. I'm trying to figure this. Okay, go.